Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. B'ez Hashem, continue with Shmir Salashim, the Chavetz Chaim, Shin number 12 in the introduction, where the Chavetz Chaim tells us, Li'oilom yargiz odom yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. Person has to arouse his yetzer toiv to overpower, to fight the yetzer hara. This is the Eitzah the Chavetz Chaim is bringing from the Gemara in Brachas Da'afei. To protect oneself against the Yetzer Hara's advice of throwing in the towel, of giving up. Because this is what the Yetzer Hara tells the person. Yetzer Hara says, there are too many halachas, too many details, too many conditions to know him that you have to know to learn in order to not to violate the speech, improper speech. This is all the Yetzer Hara. And then the punishment is so severe. It's overwhelming, just like when a person has a list of things to accomplish. And many times when they look at this list and they wake up in the morning and they think so many things to do, they just don't want to get out of bed. It's overwhelming. That's all the Yetzer Hara. Now imagine we had the opportunity to sit in front of the Chofetz Chaim in the Radin and express our concerns and our fears to the Chofetz Chaim. What would he tell us? What would be the Eitzah, the advice he would tell his children, his Talmidim, of how to overcome this overwhelming feeling of not being able to conquer the Yetzer Hara. And this is what the Chavetz Chaim tells us, right here, right now, as we are in front of the Chavetz Chaim with his Sefer, Shmiras HaLashon. And the Chavetz Chaim says, even if the Yetzer Hara was victorious numerous times, we do tshuva on that, we move on. Person should never give up hope, lower his spirits. But rather, the person should do the opposite. He should motivate himself. He should tell himself, I can and I will. I will accomplish my Shmiras HaLashon. And even if a person, when he does this, and he's going to still fall and still speak Lashon Hara here and there, the difference is he's on the right track. He's on the right track. When a person's on the right track, he might hit a bump. He might get a pothole here and there. But at least he's on the right track. And the person has to know this is the tafkid of life, to fight the Yetzer Hara. And the Kosh Baruch Hu is giving this nisyonis, these challenges, to elevate us. Just like you go to the gym and you exercise and you start with 50 pounds. And a couple weeks later, you go to 55 pounds. And you raise the weight, and you go to 65 pounds. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to continue to give nisayonis. Why? To elevate us. To help us grow. And we have to know. This is what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us. We have to know we can be victorious. We can succeed. And never, ever to be miyayish. Yiyush, to give up hope, is treif. Just like we don't put treif food in our mouth. So too, the attitude, the idea of giving up, it's too much, it's too difficult, it's treif. That thought does not exist by Yid.